There is a 48-acre field of weeds in the middle of Crestwood. Developers insist wheels are turning to convert the former Crestwood Mall site into a modern complex with restaurants, shops, and living space. Kent Evans is a partner at Walpert Properties, which is the lead developer on the Crestwood City Center project. He spoke to St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt about the vision and how plans have grown from a roughly $100 million project into a $300 million venture.
It's very complicated, and it's also very interesting. We're basically creating a new city center for Crestwood.
There are two hits, so to speak, that the project may be taking at this point: cost and timeline. What do you say to critics of both?
Certainly the project has changed in cost, but that is because there were two previous developers here and neither of them were able to drag the project across the line. The project may be three times greater in cost. It's at least 3 to 4 times bigger in scope. So it's not really a matter of it being more expensive or costing more. It's because it's much, much larger than previously envisioned. We realize that people are anxious about it. They've been watching Crestwood Mall slowly slide for 15 years, perhaps more. We've really only been working on it a little bit over a year. So it takes time, once you've actually created the first draft of plans, to get those out to market. Also to work on those internally with the architects, designers, and the general contractor. While it seems like there's 48 acres of dirt there that nothing is happening on, it couldn't be further from the truth.
What are the challenges to get from what is now a vision to a reality?
It just takes a certain amount of density, because you have to build all of the infrastructure first. And that means that there has to be a certain level of commitments from users to be in place in order to pay for that. The world of retail has changed and the anchor tenants are different. And the anchor tenants are that there's going to be a mass of restaurants there. And that's what the challenge is here with Crestwood City Center, is having enough momentum that you can say, we're over this hurdle and we can start building this vision and get it going.
What's the response been from the city? I know you've had it for just over a year. They've been good partners so far.
I don't think I've ever worked in a city before on a development or redevelopment where everyone has been so in line. I mean, this was originally a piece of Americana there, Route 66. And there are a lot of people that have deep ties to that. They remember sitting on Santa's lap or going on their first date there. They've met people that are important to them in their lives there. So there's a lot of connectivity for people. And this is from a regional area. This was a regional mall. And so there's a lot of regional stories about people that feel drawn to it.
Are you convinced there's enough interest to make this work?
Yes.
When do you think something will start happening on the property?
We're trying for 2020, the upcoming year. As to when, I don't know. Certain things are dependent on the overall health of the macro economy. And really, we have no control over that, so we just have to keep our heads down and keep pushing ahead.
That was Kent Evans, a lead developer of the old Crestwood Mall site, speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt.